There were two artists on the island when I moved on here, just two. And then Carla Matzke and I moved on in 1994. Now there was four artists on the island.
It's Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is artist Jack Gunter. The island he's talking about is Kameno, snug between Whidbey and the mainland. It wasn't much of a cultural destination in the 90s, which is when our story begins.
And one day, I got a visit from Reverend Chumley, whose name is Michael Melnick.
Well, my stage name is Reverend Chumley, and if you haven't heard that name, you wonder, what does he mean by reverend?
And he's a vaudevillian.
Well, I lack the personal ethics to be a pornographer, which only left religion as a duplicitous way to make money.
He's friends with the Flying Karamazov brothers, and he gets shot out of cannons and did a vaudeville theater for a living for quite a few years.
Is it accurate that you have been shot out of a cannon on more than one occasion?
With a smoke bomb in my pants and doing that held by the audience.
He was such an innovative character that I believe he went to the first meeting with a giant donkey head.
My specialties are doing stuff that are both silly and dangerous appearing.
So he came out and said, Jack, I went to a meeting of the Chamber of Commerce the other day, and there's these three old gals that don't even have a business, and they're just sort of holding the charter together for the chamber because someone's got to be there.
This chamber was largely consisting of people with little businesses that wanted to make themselves feel more relevant to Kameno.
And I bet if we got a bunch of artists, we could take over the Chamber of Commerce and have it run by the artist community.
I convinced some of the artists like Jack Gunter and some other of the artists that the chamber needed redoing. It would give us some official imprimatur on our troublemaking, benign troublemaking.
So we went to the meeting and these three gals said, oh, thank God some young people are here. And within a month, they left and we became the chamber.
What happens when a bunch of mischievous artists take over a business group? Could this possibly end well? Today on Sound Effect, our theme is Friend or Foe? Stories of the blurry line between ally and adversary. So, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, right? Kind of a civic booster club geared toward local businesses. I'm sure there are plenty of cutting-edge chambers out there, but fair to say the stereotype of them is kind of square.
People who believe that history, growth, and traditional values can work together.
It's a city that has struck a unique balance between the needs of people and the needs of business.
Welcome to tradition. Welcome to the Catskills.
So when Jack Gunter and Reverend Chumley and their band of merry pranksters took over the Kameno Island Chamber, the changes came fast.
The first thing that we decided was that we wanted no new businesses. And that seemed to be counterproductive for the Chamber of Commerce.
And the meetings were great because there were only artists and we drank wine. And I'm not going to say we smoked pot, but I'm not going to say we didn't.
I was the president one year and I ran three meetings stoned, which I'm actually quite comfortable doing. And I did a great job.
But this new chamber wasn't all play and no work. After all, artists and gallery owners are small businesses, too. Before long, the purists, like Reverend Chumley, started to lose interest.
And so they immediately stopped smoking pot. They started drinking wine at the end of the meeting. And the people who were in the business end of things who started joining up back then weren't very fun. And I'm the one who restarted it, but I bailed on it soon.
But meanwhile, Gunter and crew set about doing what chambers of commerce do, marketing their community. Only in this case, it was all about branding Kameno as an art town.
And so we started slowly suggesting that Kameno Island was a place where artists lived. And it's sort of like the Field of Dreams, because there was only six of us now. And we called it a Northwest Masterpiece. That's how we branded the island.
A couple years later, in 1999, their attention was drawn to a chunk of land that was anything but a masterpiece.
I'll explain the island. It's about 17 miles long, sort of shaped like a pickle. And you drive over a bridge from Stanwood, you're faced with a split in the road where you can go west all the way down the west side, or you can go east at that point, which is called Terry's Corner.
The chamber owned a sliver of it and had a little kiosk set up as a welcome center, but the artists saw something grander.
Now, Terry's Corner, when I moved onto the island, was a big sand pit, just a big eyesore.
It was just a dumping ground. It was a place to stop and get rid of your empty bottles and take a whiz and then head on down the island. It was pretty grim.
Jack Archibald is a Kameno glass artist.
We would go up here and just fantasize what it would be like to to get a little bit of this. And we asked them if we could just take to here.
Gunter and his crew talked the owners of the property into ceding a chunk of it to the chamber. The vision was for a new visitor center showcasing the island's artists. And eventually, the big dream, turn the derelict property into an art and sculpture park.
Well, what we got here is really about a 10 by 12 building that's probably 15, 16 feet tall.
We got free roofing from Esri Roofing. We got free flooring that was bamboo flooring, all given away free. We basically built that whole building for nothing.
But this was just a little place to keep brochures and have somebody that volunteers to, you know, give directions and maps and talk about Camino Island.
Jack Archibald made a 16-foot stained glass window, which he donated.
Got a lot of color to it. And like I was telling you before, it wasn't particularly well received. We've had bullet hole. You can see a bullet hole there. You can see a bullet hole up here. They threw bottles at it. We had a lot of vandalism, and I don't get that very often.
But plenty of people did like it. It was eye-catching and modern. They beautified the area right around it, and they began placing sculptures. A mastodon here, a totem pole there. Jack Archibald says the project drew him further and further in and made the culture clash between the artists and the old-time chamber hands pretty much inevitable.
I didn't go to the first meetings. I'm distrustful of Chamber of Commerce, and I still am, to be honest. But at some point I realized if we're going to get this done, I have to join the chamber and join the board and have a vote. It was a pretty contentious group. I think they really didn't like the artists, and I think vice versa was sort of true, too. Like I said, I don't want to overplay how much animosity there was, but it was obviously there. I mean, the little sculpture here, I remember one time they wanted to know if we were going to have water coming out its butt. And I said, no, it's not going to have water coming. I mean, that's how nasty it got at the end. They felt like they'd been co-opted. And in a sense, they had been co-opted, but for good purposes.
After a few years, the park was well established, and the artists had their gateway to the island. More than that, Camino had become a true art destination. Its annual Mother's Day studio tour features more than 30 studios and galleries and draws visitors in the thousands. The Great Camino Chamber Coup had arguably accomplished its goals. One by one, most of the artists dropped out of the chamber and let it revert back to the island's business community. And to the troublemakers involved, the most lasting legacy may be the spirit of community that emerged from this chapter of Camino history.
My biggest memory is how many people were involved in this. Even though some of it was contentious, the truth is, you know, a lot of people came together and donated time and money and effort. And it kind of inspired me a little bit to do more. I was just getting going on my own glass. And now I try to donate glass to any public building that comes in.
It seems like this has turned you into a fully civic-minded guy.
I hate to admit it, Gabriel. I think it did. Yeah, I think it did.
I'm proud of a lot of things I've done. I'm proud of a lot of things I've created. But I think that I'm most proud in the whole world of my role in building a beautiful entry to Camino Island. By locals who had no political affiliations and no agendas. We just wanted to accomplish something, and I can't believe that a bunch of yahoos from South Camino pulled this whole thing off.